Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But right now, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers the Guardians, and he does it for The Athletic, and he does a great job of it. And I believe he's a new daddy. He's Zach Meisel. Hello, Zach.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
It's summer. It's an off day. There's a nice breeze today. I can't complain whatsoever.
Yeah. So you're playing golf. That's what I'm hearing.
That's a very good guess.
How's this whole parenting thing working out for you, by the way, before we get into baseball?
We promise. We'll talk baseball.
Not great for my golf game. No,
That's not
awesome.
Going to change.
My son Charlie just turned one. He's walking. He's babbling. He's a ton of fun. And thankfully, he sleeps really well. So that makes everything easier, especially when you get back from a road trip at 1 in the morning.
Good for you.
Congratulations, bud. That's fantastic. Congrats on him being one.
So Dan and I put this together a couple of segments ago. And here you go. So you designate Plesac for assignment, who is has been a competent major league starter. Maybe a team needs a starter and they think, let's give it a whirl. But, you know, we also need a shortstop. And Amed Rosario is one for his last 21. And Rocchio is hitting like 330. And maybe you need defense in center field. Can you package some of this stuff, clear out some spots, and get something in here that can help you offensively if you're Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff? Or do you not, and you just keep rolling with what you have?
No, I mean, other teams, I think, see what's not working here, too. So I don't think you could just package all your junk and turn it into gold. But
wait a minute. Were you listening earlier? That's what Menegan said.
Did he really?
Oh. Yes,
well, then
basically.
I take that back. I don't want to echo him.
Yeah, it's a good move. I'd run away too.
No, I think there are two ways to, fortify your roster, I guess. And it's either trade prospects or it's trade your ace or your number two starting pitcher, whatever you think Shane Bieber is. Yeah. At this point, those are the two routes that they can take. You could do both of those things. You could do none of those things. But if you're going to make changes to the things that aren't working, it's just you got to get rid of those guys and you got to pick up guys who are in AAA or make a trade for someone somewhere else. So it's tough. I mean, I think I'm as tired of watching Rosario go 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts and a double play as you are. I would think a catcher move would probably happen first, but you do look at Arias and Rocchio and Freeman, and you know Rosario is bound for free agency at the end of this season, and it's like, how much allegiance do you really need to show him? I know they're really they like his track record, and they're just crossing their fingers and hoping that he finds it at the plate and has to turn around. But you know, they're still going to need to learn about these young shortstops because one of them is going to be the starting shortstop next year. So you know, you could help yourself by getting a longer look at some of those guys now, and they have with Arias. But you're right. Rocchio's killing it at AAA, and there's not much left for him to prove there.
No.
Is there a realistic possibility that this team adds a power bat at the trade deadline, Zach?
I mean, it's possible. I don't. The toughest thing for me to sort of figure out, and I've started the process to try to get to the bottom of it, but the trade market is tough. And it's really tough this year because of the setup of two of the divisions. You know, and the AL Central and the NL Central are just terrible. And so you have teams like the Pirates think they're in the race, and they signed Brian Reynolds to an extension. So he's not going anywhere. He would have been the prized, the coveted outfielder that everyone would have wanted. He would have been a perfect fit in Cleveland, but that's not happening. You know, the Cardinals have a ton of outfielders, and they could move one, and they need starting pitching. They're one of the few teams that are an obvious good match for Cleveland in the on the trade front. But at the same time, you know, they're not rebuilding or anything. Even though they're 10 games under 500, they're still aiming to win a division title. So it's just, it's sort of weird. Like, they're very clear teams that stink and will be selling. But, like, Oakland does not have much to sell when they're 12-49, right? So it's a weird trade market. And then if you're the Guardians and, you know, depending on the route you want to take, you could move prospects for a proven established hitter. That could happen. But if you want to go the Bieber route, you know, you're definitely trading him to a contender. And does a contender have an excess of legitimate outfield power hitters like I that they want to move? Probably not. Like, that's tough to find that match to fix exactly what ails you right now. You know, maybe you can get a really nice looking prospect in AAA or AA, but again, you can't expect that person to come in and rescue your lineup. So they'll make a move. I think they're going to be pretty active this summer. I just don't know exactly what it's going to look like. And part of that also might depend on where the team stands. You know, if they start to play better over the next month, 6 weeks, then maybe they prefer the route of trading prospects. If they keep sinking in the standings, then maybe that's not the route they want to go, and it'll be a Bieber trade.
Zach Meisel joining us from The Athletic. The rotation was outstanding in the Minnesota series, and Bieber didn't throw. Does it make them think, okay, some of these younger prospects we might have arm-wise, because you just mentioned prospects, would you move, and I don't mean an Allen or Bybee, but maybe down, and I don't mean Gavin Williams because he seems too good and isn't too far away. Could they deal from a depth of pitching in the organization? It would kind of surprise me based on their track record, but and you've got young guys who seem to be under control for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, this is where the Daniel Espino injury hurts, I think, because he would probably be up here or be in line with where Gavin Williams is. And, you know, then I don't think anyone would be against the Bieber trade. You could definitely move one of those guys for a hitter. They've got a weird setup here where they've got these, you know, Allen and Bybee are up. They've done nothing but thrive. Gavin Williams is on the doorstep. Joey Cantillo is in AAA. You could see him at some point later this year. But after that, you know, there is a little bit of a gap where I think a lot of their top pitching prospects beyond that are in the lower levels, and they're going to have to sort of wait for them to prove themselves a little bit, build their, you know, value on the prospect list and all that. So it's tough. You know, it always depends on what another team thinks. And maybe teams look at Cleveland and say, okay, well, they're really good at developing pitching. They know how to identify pitching talent. So maybe that's the team we should trade with and find some pitching prospects and acquire. Like, that could work. It's just, it's tough because I don't think there aren't going to be a ton of bad selling teams that have a lot to offer. That's the tricky part. So if Cleveland's going to trade prospects for a major league hitter, you know, you're probably going to be fighting with a bunch of other teams to make a similar trade just because the bad teams are really, really, really bad.
So in other words, the Brent Rooker isn't doing anything for you out there in Oakland. Or the Ramon Laureano not doing it?
Right. Those are the names that you're going to hear about first and foremost, but it's Brent Rooker doesn't really have a track record. So
No. How
much do you buy into his start this season? And, and what do you want to fork over for that? You're clearly, Oakland is going to be selling high on a guy that had never done anything before this season. And it's just, you know, that's the thing. It's like you go look at like the National League wildcard standings. I mean, it's every single team together. So it's going to take some time to sort all of this out, and the Guardians are going to have to figure out which route makes more sense for them. But it's very evident what their needs are, and I don't think those needs are going away. I mean, I think you look at what this lineup would look like a year from now. It's, you know, maybe Jorge Valera's in the mix, Rocchio's in the mix, Naylor. Like, it's better, but there are still some spots where you could upgrade.
All right, Zach. And Zach Meisel, of course, covering the Guardians for The Athletic, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tristan McKenzie looked outstanding on Sunday. It was great to see him come out and throw and command all his pitches the way that he did. Is the organization impressed, and are we going to see him stretched out as time goes on?
Yeah, because, you know, he had been out for 10 weeks. He got injured at the end of March. And his rehab assignment, he made three starts, but the last one, there was a rain delay. The game ended up getting suspended. He had to throw some pitches in the bullpen. It wasn't the ideal final tune-up. So no one would have blamed him if he wasn't sharp yesterday. And instead, he looked as sharp as one can look. One hit, one walk, 10 strikeouts in five innings. And I think the most impressive thing to me, he's always been the fastball, curveball guy. Those two pitches play off each other so well because the fastball looks like it's riding up. The curveball drops straight down. You don't really know which pitch it is coming out of his hand. He gets really good extension with his mechanics. So, you know, he's been able to pair those pitches so well. And then he throws a slider just to keep guys off balance because that moves more east to west. But yesterday the slider was as good as the other pitches. And Twins hitters took seven swings against it, and they swung and missed six times. So if his slider is new and improved, that gives him three really lethal pitches, and maybe you see him take that next step into an ace of a team.
Zach, how do you see the outfield playing out if no trade is made and, you know, nobody else comes into this mix?
That's an interesting question. I think I want to keep seeing more and more of Brennan because I think you can even tell with a little, it's kind of like Jimenez. You can see the confidence, right? I mean, it's when they get a few hits and they come back the next day, they seem more confident. They swing with conviction. It's not, you know, they can afford to take a strike if it's not the perfect pitch to swing at. Whereas when you're 2 for 25 and you're nervous that you're going to be sent down to AAA, you know, anything that remotely comes near the strike zone, you're hacking away at. And that's been a recipe for disaster for a lot of guys in this lineup. So, you know, I want to keep seeing Brennan because the track record in the minor leagues, the contact profile, like that's stuff that should be able to play up here. So I think he'll get a ton of playing time. The question I have is, does he shift to center at some point? Does he start taking away some at-bats from Miles Straw? And then, later on in the season, I don't think Oscar Gonzalez has really torn the cover off the ball in AAA, but I think you have to see him at some point just to see if his profile can work, you know, if he's made any changes with his plate discipline. And then the one, you know, the wild card in all of this is George Valera. They need to get him healthy and see what he can do because he hits for power. He's got a lot of patience at the plate. Kind of almost like a Carlos Santana type of hitting profile where this lineup sorely needs someone like that. So, you know, I think as soon as Valera gets healthy and plays for a little bit of AAA, I'd like to see him. But, you know, you need to cycle through these candidates just to find, I think if you could find two guys you're really sure about internally, and Kwan is probably one of them, then I think you're feeling good because you can make a trade or you can address that in the offseason if you need to.
Zach, thank you, bud.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it as always.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Zach Meisel covers the Guardians for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Zach Meisel, ZackMeisel.
So when Zach...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.